And you know, when you hear that music, time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. Hey, get up and dance when you hear music like that. Don't you dare sit down. What's wrong with you? You know, are you a human being or are you a couch potato? I mean, really? Wake up. Somebody have to throw cold water on you? What is going on? You know? I mean, really? Wake up. Look what's happening. The world is changing. The ETs are all in our solar system. I hear there's a billion, that's right, not million, a billion starships or motherships out there. Yeah, they ETs are for real. Come on, the UFOs are for real. The government has been lying to you since the day you were born. And they were lying to your parents. Probably even lying to your grandparents. Government, come on, it's a world control scam that's been perpetrated upon the people of the planet Earth for way too long. The tragedy goes back hundreds of thousands of years, if not longer. Hey, let me tell you, you gotta make your own justice. What can I tell you? I wrote a song about it. It's out there on YouTube. It's called There Ain't No Justice. You got that? There Ain't No Justice. And in that video, I show you the sheet music where you can learn the words. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this. And that's where it's at today, because if you're waiting for government to do things for you, forget about it. I went to the post office this morning, and the check wasn't there, you know? I expect my check just like everybody else, but it wasn't there. What's all this talk about the check being there over the weekend? Well, maybe it's there now. I'll try again tomorrow morning. I wish everybody luck, but, you know, our government wants to give away trillions of dollars to the rest of the world, but they can't give you a stinking $1,400 check on time. And they owe you more than that, definitely, for making your life so miserable. You realize how many lives they've ruined? Everybody who's killed in this crisis, it's not the virus. It's the damn government who killed you. You know, because they allowed this crap to happen, and on top of that, they made 1,001 wrong decisions on top of that. Every governor, or at least almost every governor in the United States of America, put you into lockdown, took away your rights. A governor did that to you. You know, governors have too much power. In fact, the federal government has too much power. In fact, all governments have too much power. As far as I'm concerned, they're obsolete. Got that word? Obsolete. We need to have to make them obsolete. But again, it's up to us, the people, because there is no justice except what we make for ourselves. I wrote a song about it. It's on YouTube. It's called There Ain't No Justice. And that's the bottom line. People, patriots, you have to stand up and fight for your rights. You know, there's this thing, the New World Order. It controls every government in the world already, and it's trying to stranglehold every human being on this face of this planet. So I got a depopulation program going, you know? Twitter won't allow you to talk about depopulation or talk about the bad part of vaccines, but vaccines are poisonous. Vaccines can't cure anything. They have a bad track record from the beginning. You know, whenever I get a chance to sneak into tweets on Twitter, I do it, believe me, because the people need to be waked up. Of course, on Twitter, you're basically preaching to the choir. You know, the people that know these things already, they'll like and repeat what you're saying. But how many new people are really getting woken up? I don't know. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've gotten woken up by something on Twitter, hey, that's a good reason to call in. That's right. In fact, you can call in for anything sensible to call in. In fact, even if you have a good joke. Hey, I'm on Twitter. It's Dom Edison Prez. That's my hashtag. You know, and I spell Prez. Tom Edison Prez. At Tom Edison Prez. That's who I am. That's my Twitter site. You can visit my 2020 U.S. presidential site, and my most recent tweets are on there also. That's right, 2020 presidenttomedison.com. That's right. I was candidate in the last election. Everybody should have voted me. He wouldn't be this problem right now. You know? If people had supported me, where I had a team working behind me. You know, I ran as a write-in candidate by myself. I did the whole damn thing, website, everything. I invented the whole thing. I've got the agendas. I put forth the solutions. I told the world that the cure for the COVID crap is vibrational frequencies, like an opera singer shattering the glass. You know, with the right frequency, the high C that breaks the glass or something like that. You know, call it Tesla technology, call it whatever you want, technology. You know, the right, like with the Rife microscope invented, which could see things that other microscopes couldn't, which led to an invention of light frequencies used to kill any virus. Did you hear that? If you're listening to me, did you hear that? Light frequencies can kill any virus, including the variants. Well, why aren't we using that? You know, hey, and again, it's on my 2020 presidential website. Go to it. Site's still up, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you know? 1,000 times smarter than Trump, 1,000,000 times smarter than Biden, and 1,000,000,000,000 times smarter than everybody in the U.S. Congress, okay? That's just for beginners why I was the most qualified person to be the president of the United States. Instead, all you dummies who went out there and vote for Democrats or Republicans, sure, you like President Trump, but he's a Republican. Republicans are crooks almost as bad as the Democrats. Sure, the Democrats are the big crooks of the day now, but the Republicans are almost as bad. When is everybody going to wake up? It's a sham. It's a scam. It's falsehood. It's a con game, and you, the voters, get conned into it every election. And talking about elections, I have friends in California. This show is coming from New York, where I'm speaking now. But let me tell you, the numbers are high enough to get rid of Governor Gavin Duty-Head there. And may it happen soon, because, I mean, most populous state in the United States, and he's destroying it. And he's getting away with it. This boy needs to be given his one-way ticket to hell and put on the train immediately, on the midnight special going directly to hell, because that's where this Gavin boy deserves. He's a New World Order puppet, and he's done NFG, if you know what that means, for everyone, pretty much. He's a traitor, a deceiver. He's anti-human. He's almost as anti-human as that jerk from Utah, the Mormon, the fake Mormon guy. I don't have to mention his name. You know who I'm talking about. A rhino, RINO. You know, Republican in name only. We know who he is, the milk drinker himself. Now, I doubt if he even drinks milk. Because he's got no brain power. He's probably got no soul left either. You know, fake Mormon. You know, fake Republican. Romney. Was that? Is that the? Is he actually the knee of a computer? You know, ROM is a computer. Romney. He could be robotic. Who knows? Did he transhuman himself? You know, transhumanism, downloading your brain into a robotic copy of your, or a grown test tube creation, duplicate of yourself, a clone, downloading your intelligence into a clone is possible. It's been possible for decades. You know, we're just even beginning to scratch the surface of that, talking about it. But hey, come on, it showed up in Star Trek back in the original series with Captain Kirk back in the 60s. That's right, they had an episode on a guy who was cloned himself until his girlfriend shows up and then she recognizes, oh my God, she, this little accident, the skin rips off him and he's all computer chips and electronics underneath the skin, and she got fooled. She, you know, the skin covering was so identical, she fell for it. She had a romantic episode with this person who had become a clone, who downloaded himself into a clone. Yeah, it's real. Like I said, they were talking about it like 55, 60 years ago, if not longer. They were talking about it in science fiction. And yes, they do exist. And yes, people claim that Joe Biden is a clone, a defective model, obviously. Anybody who watched his stupid speech the other night, you know, Sniff Boy himself there, what's that mark on his nose? You know, if you watch the video, I mean, this is not a real president. This is like, yeah, well, this is the New World Order puppet president we've been given. And, of course, the election was a big fraud. And luckily, hey, this is BBS radio. This is internet radio, and I can stand here and I can tell you the truth. And nobody's going to pull the plug on me. That's just too effing bad for them. But this is the only kind of internet radio. It's the only place you can tell the truth anymore. You can't even have a YouTube channel and tell the truth anymore. They take your ass down. It's been happening to a lot of people recently. And of course, you speak to too, you hit the nail too hard on the head regarding the truth with Twitter, and then they first they punish you, and then eventually they just eliminate you. Like you didn't even exist, and they go to the trouble of eliminating any tweet you ever made to try to make like you never even existed. Well, aren't they trying to play God now? How about that? And of course, other places like Facebook do the same thing to people. And this is the world we're living in. Are we going to keep on taking this? And remember, government is your enemy in any country in the world, including America. Your government is your damn enemy, really. If America ever straightens itself out, it's not going to be by government. It's going to be by the loyal patriots in the military. I hear they still have an ongoing operation with hundreds of thousands of sealed arrest warrants for treason. And something like over 70% of the government is going to be taken away and sent to Guantanamo and whatever. If you get convicted of treason or high treason, I believe the penalty is death. And so be it. These people who have saboteured our country, you know, they deserve the worst. I mean, I'm a decent guy. I'm a forgiving person, but these, what can we call them, scumbags, these traitors, these saboteurs who have ruined the economy in America and ruined the economy in other countries, they deserve not to, they don't even deserve mercy, you know? I mean, they've crossed the fence already. They've made their choice, and you know, there needs to be some justification and some justice dealt out to these people that have done us all wrong. They've sold us out. They've taken the bribe money They've allowed themselves to be tricked for whatever reason, for profit or whatever, to do us in. You realize people are being put in jeopardy. Everybody who's being given vaccines, your life is being taken away from you. You don't realize it. They've conned you. They've tricked you. They've lied to you to get you to stick some poison, to get them to stick poison in you. You know? That's the devilish way to do it, to trick the person into asking to be killed. And when you're volunteering for that vaccine, you are volunteering to be killed. You better say your prayers if you had it already, and you better pray for the people that intend to get it, because it's evil. It's no fucking good. Got that NFG. And there's no logic to vaccines. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. I defy anyone to call up and try to tell me how vaccines make sense. And because when I start asking them the key questions, they're going to have egg on their face, you know? It just needs to be debated publicly. Vaccines have been a scam since the beginning. They've tricked people. They've tricked scientists into believing they've got something going here. You know, they're trying to play God with a human body, something so sophisticatedly invented. It exists on five separate levels separately. And here they are, the quack doctors, the mad scientists, trying to play God with your human body on only one level, the physical. What about the four other levels of the human body? If you don't know them, I think you need to find out, you know? Really, certainly the doctors need to find out, and this needs to be talked about publicly. Anybody that really knows how a human body operates knows that there is no logic to vaccines, because it only deals with the physical, and even the process of how they deal with the physical is stupid. Plain ignorant stupid. And then they try to falsify the figures and try to declare, oh, hey, we have a solution. And then you got the damn lying TV talking about the race for the vaccine. Please. Lies, lies, lies. Deception, deception, deception. And you, the foolish people out there, I hope no one listening to me is foolish, but if you are, stop being foolish. Don't be sheeple. You know, sheeple is a term for people that have, like, been led to the slaughter and lining up. The people who, the scum who have thought this scam up, they are laughing their gut off at seeing you lining up to get poison stuck into your bloodstream that you're not going to be able to get out too easy. And wait till the after effects start kicking in. People are dying shortly after the vaccines already. Thousands of them. That's right. CDC had to admit it, you know. Center for Disease Control in America. They had to admit, you know. I think it was last month they had 1,200 dead. Who knows how many have died already. And that's not counting the world figures. Of course, mainstream media around the world is forbidden to talk about that. They only want to talk about the fake deaths, the fake COVID deaths, which amounts to anybody who died of anything, just label it COVID. And the people have proved this already. They've went in 1 year's time of this sham, the number of deaths in 1 year did not exceed the year before it. And that pretty much is some convincing truth, in a way. Mm-hmm. Hey, did you hear about the guy that went out looking for the new moon and said, hey, I don't see it. Or better yet, did you hear about the girl that went outside looking for the new moon and said, I can't see it? Something to ponder there. Hey, it's the new moon. Yep, the new moon is starting. It's a good point, you know, metaphysically, to set an intention in place and watch it grow. It'll grow with power. Your intentions that you place tonight, today, this afternoon, at the time of a new moon will grow until the full moon. Every day when a little bit of the moon starts to show itself, it'll be adding power to your intentions. The universe is like that. It's all part of the universe and how things work. Everything is connected. This is an educational show. And just as everything is connected, you got to think, well, one reaction sets off another reaction. And the universe is very responsive, believe it or not. I'll tell you like this, you know. About 2 years ago, I put out a book called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name from the show, from my book. It explains to you the big picture in Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a textbook of explanations. So short, it can be read in one night. The most important part of the book is the pictures, you know? 35-millimeter photos and enlargements. So I have the negatives to prove they're real. That's the problem with digital technology. You can alter it, and there's no way to prove that it has been altered because it's digital. In fact, I mentioned that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere. Google Play, and go to Barnes & Noble and get the full-size copy, 8.5 by 11, which I recommend to people to get because you can lay it out in front of you and browse through the pictures back and forth faster than you can do on a computer. But I know everybody is too lazy, too cheap. You know, you don't want to pay the $22 in Barnes & Noble, so you're going to download it for $5 from Amazon, Google Play, or somebody, iTunes, you know. It's out there. You just got to go look for it, you know. But it's worth getting. It'll make you an intelligent person. I defy anybody to buy that book and then call up on this radio show and tell me that you did not learn something in that book. It only has around 100 pages of text, but there is no filler. Every word is meant. It's important. It's like wisdom given to you in one book. And the pictures in this book, the photographs, the drawings, they exceed anything that anybody ever put into any book, any time, any place, ever on planet Earth. Now, that's saying a lot. But, hey, you get yourself a copy or a tablet, put it on your tablet for $7, I think it costs, and then call in my radio session and you tell me that what I said wasn't true and explain yourself. I defy anybody to do that. I put the book out there as an educational text. You know, I've been sabotaged along the way. Google insists upon listing it as fiction. Again, it's called Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a simulation of facts and a presentation of original truth and discoveries. And it'll make a smarter person out of anybody. All you need is basically junior high school education to understand it. I've taken the time to explain things that are usually beyond the reach of average people because we've all been brainwashed since birth not to think too far. I explain the dimensions, you know, the 12 basic dimensions and the 12 overtones. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross, as the saying goes. But that's the system we're living in. You know, it's not just physical reality. That's why vaccines are illogical, because they only deal with the physical. And even in that, they deal with it in the wrong way. You don't put poisons into a body to boost an immune system, you're actually taxing the immune system. Sure, that's the way to eliminate the weak people in the world, which is what the New World Order wants to do. They want to get rid of all the weaklings, all the old people, you know, baggage, dead baggage as far as they're concerned. And that's what they're doing with this vaccine. If you can't see that, you are like a horse wandering around with blinders on, you know? People, we have to wake up. I mean, like, there has to be some kind of a revolution. I'm not advocating violence, but we still have to revolt away from what's controlling us, which is evil. Every government in the world is controlled by evil. The New World Order is evil. You know, it's also called the cabal. You know, we know some of its offshoot puppets that do the dirty work. You know, the Illuminati, the men with the dark sunglasses, the CIA, the M16, whatever it is in Britain, the Israeli Secret Service, whatever you want them called, and the Nazis that are still out there. That's right, the Nazis are still around with their own little secret orders. And there's plenty of that, the bad people, Chinese government, and another bad entity. And they're all out there, and they're all still trying to play us against each other, and they're all subjecting us to all kinds of evils, you know. Everybody almost forgot about the 5G. It's still going, believe me. The other day, there must have been New York City area here, they had dozens, not a dozen, they had dozens of planes crisscrossing the sky with the chemtrails, and to the point they clouded up the whole sky, and there was no more blue sky. Didn't take long, you know, they're perfecting this. And who's paying for that? Taxpayers are paying for that money, you know, to spray poisons into the air. You know, people need to start squawking. I'm squawking about it now. But we all have a radio show, but we all do have government, and we need to squawk to the government to stop it. You know, we have to kind of do a reorganization of government here, where the local community has a bigger say than the larger community in some senses, because same thing with the 5G, you know? The evil people in this world, the New World Order, the people with the money, the world controllers, the bankers, you know, and all the other rotten groups, yeah, they've bought the federal governments out, you know, our federal government, America out, they bought other governments and other worlds out, and they've got the planes flying, spraying poison into the air we breathe. And what kind of saboteurs, traitors, stupid, bribe-taking fools would allow this to happen? They have a position of authority in government, and they're abusing that by allowing this, the whole world, to be victimized by a bunch of psychopaths like devil. You know? I'm saying it. But there needs to be more anger. Not anger, there needs to be more of a resistance against this, you know? We ought to be angry, but we can't focus on anger because we need to focus on love, because we're in a situation now where the earth is splitting, you know? There are those around us, all the evil ones, surely, that want to hold on to the way that things are. They want control of the masses by the few. Well, that reality is going to be dumped off and taken elsewhere. It's a splitting of reality. You know, if you could almost call it biblical, if you're familiar with the scriptures. You know, the Bible is the world's first encyclopedia. It's actually a collection of 66 books put together by the Romans back in 325 A.D., The idea was to take control of the Christians and the Jews. That's why there's the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is all about Jewish history and Jewish ways of looking at things. And the New Testament is about the gospel of Jesus and the future, along with the book of the Revelation, a glimpse as to what's coming in the future. And it's important. These are the Gospels are important information to read. Don't think of it as a religion. Think of it as, you know, information being given to us from source and center, God, the Heavenly Father. You know, God is a Trinity, the Paradise Trinity. If you don't understand that, well, maybe you ought to take some time and to try to gain an understanding like that. It's explained. There are books here in this world that explain it. Really? All you have to do is go to the library and start looking. Start asking your friends, hey, you can call on this radio. I'll explain to you where you can find the info. But it's all been explained to us, actually, how the universe works. We're in a real turmoil of a situation at this particular point. Because this is the final battle, and like I said, if you read some of the books of the Bible in the New Testament, it explains, especially the Gospels, Jesus talking, explains, there'll be two people in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Well, that's the moment we are coming up to now. That's really talking about, I can understand why people wouldn't comprehend it a couple thousand years ago or even 100 years ago. But now we have the knowledge, we understand that everything is possible, that ETs exist, other worlds exist, other intelligence exists, other types of creatures exist, and that our world has been commandeered by the bad guys for thousands upon thousands of years. Long, long ago it happened, and it's still under the control. That's the turmoil we're having now. So there's a reality split. We're in the middle of it now. And there's this upcoming thing called the event. E-V-E-N-T. Event, you know? Yeah. And the event is, in case you haven't heard about it, it's when the Galactic Federation of Light, which is composed of 52 star nations, you know, with an understanding that these are societies living on worlds revolving around other stars. You know, our sun is a star, and that's right. the planets that revolve around our sun is known as the solar system. Well, there's other solar systems, and there's 52 nations that make up this Galactic Federation of Light. They have a billion motherships in our solar system now waiting to go in for the final move. They've been taking apart for the last number of years, they've been taking apart all the bad frequency weapons and things that have been set up on our planet to isolate us from the rest of the universe. You know, the rest of the universe is free, except for planet Earth here. And we're the last ones. How lucky can we be? And there's a battle going on right now. This is the final battle. That's why the Cabal, the New World Order, that's why they've mind-controlled or replaced with shapeshifters every leader of every government in the world. Look at America here. This Biden, this guy isn't a real human being. Come on. This guy is a puppet if there ever was one. Hasn't a clue to what's going on. Look what he's promoting, you know, promoting all bad stuff. He's a hypocrite. Talks about following the science, but he isn't following the science. He's following the fake science. He's a puppet that does what he's told. He's a teleprompter reader. If you saw him Thursday night on the TV, what's that big black line on the side of his nose? Does anybody have an answer for this? Hey, it's a call-in radio show. call in and tell us. Do you know what that big black line on the side of his nose is? I mean, the guy is such a phony. I mean, such a con artist. How stupid are you to believe in this guy? Or to even, like, give him any credit for anything? He's part of the takeover of America by the cabal, the bankers, the dark side, whatever you want to call them, the bad guys. I mean, if you watch the thing on Thursday, he walks down this long hallway with a damn mask on, you know? Nobody around, but he walks down the hallway with a mask on. Like, what the heck? Are you trying to show us how friggin' stupid you are? I mean, really? And masks are unhealthy. Why aren't you following the science? The science says masks are unhealthy, you know? If you watch, you know, in an operating room, there's a reason to put a mask on, because they're cutting somebody's body open and they could breathe, you know, their breath could push some germs into an open body, which might be detrimental to the person they're operating on, okay? That makes sense to have a mask on there, and they have it for the course of the operation. But having people having the mask on for 8-hour shifts, it's unhealthy. And there are no open bodies, you know, people that serve you in a diner or a restaurant or a supermarket. There are no open bodies being operated on where we have to worry about germs making their way into the open body. So there is no reason to put a mask on, except if you're stupid enough to believe that your government really cares about you and is telling you this, and the fake professionals who want to try to make themselves look important, that don't know real science. They only know what they learned in med school, and med school is run by the pharmaceutical companies. That's what doctors of today learn in med school. They learn pharmaceutical concoctions and how to use them. It's not real medicine. Real medicine has nothing to do with any type of pharmaceutical concoction. Sure, it's important for doctors to learn how to cut people up and put them back together, you know? But we wouldn't need to be doing that if we weren't having any wars, you know? There is no purpose in wars except to keep the population under control, keep them suffering, you know? Hey, we got to have work for the doctors, surgeons. We, you know, that's why we have to go into wars and kill people and maim them so the surgeons can go to work and earn a living. Yeah, what a great plan, you know. And we can sell, get the taxpayers to pay the bill for all the pharmaceutical products that the military buys that they need to temporarily fix up their wounded soldiers. And taxpayers are picking up the bill on all of this. You know, this form of government called the Republic doesn't work anymore. You know, it seemed like a great idea back in 1776, but it doesn't work because there's so much money floating around and so much evil floating around. Everyone in government pretty much, well, gets compromised. I've said it before, I said it again, when the FBI investigated the Congress as to how many people might be considered honest. U.S. Congress, 535 people plus whatever. Two people were deemed to be honest. Well, there you go. Why do we want to keep supporting a system like this? Doesn't make any sense, you know? Now that we have the technology, we can have a referendum government where everything, the final solution to everything, can be resolved in a referendum popular vote decision. And guess what? Computers can be made to be unhackable and reliable. I invented that process long ago. And, you know, I quickly found out in a couple of years of knocking on doors that people didn't want this. They didn't want their computers to be unhackable. In fact, that's what's been the game play in America for I don't know how far back, 30, 40, 50 years. Everyone, as soon as they got involved in the electronic voting machines, boy, the Democrats and the Republicans in America here, they saw the opportunity to cheat in elections, and they took advantage of it quickly. And to this date, the voting machines in America, they're hackable, and probably hackable in every other country in the world, too. Because politicians see the obvious. They just want to get reelected. They don't want truth and justice or anything like that. They just want to get reelected so they can collect plenty of bribe money, because that's how the system works. This is your republic system we're talking about here. You know, pledge allegiance to the flag of America and to the republic for which it stands. Well, the republic for which it stands is not a decent outfit anymore. You know, there's better systems than republics. And in fact, I just mentioned one. The best one is a referendum only type government. It can be implemented, and computers, though we shouldn't use them in voting, but we, you know, for because we all want to find out and get it all done in one night. Yeah, that's why we use computers. But computers can be made unhackable, and nobody can prove to me that's not so. The trick is ingenuity. That's it. It's got nothing to do with firewalls or anything else, you know, or putting out long numbers, you know. Please. It's so easy to make computers unhackable, but nobody wants to do it, because guess what? Once all the computers are made unhackable, there won't be, look at all the businesses that will be out of business. They won't be able to sell you firewalls. They won't be able to sell you security anymore. All these these are worthless jobs. They don't do anything for people or the human race. They're just like, you know, they're there scamming off the money from the gullible people, the sheeple. Well, anyhow, back to the split of reality. That's right, our world is going in two directions. You better become acquainted with these terms, you know, different timelines, because there's a splitting of reality. And like I said, you know, it's in the Gospels, in the Bible, Jesus speaking. There'll be two people in the field, and one will be taken and one will be left. And that's talking about the splitting of reality, the splitting of timelines. The ones taken will be the ones that are going to be taken off our world and put on some other barbaric world where they can continue to live out their existence of evil or stupidity or whatever, you know, whatever level they happen to be out. And the other people that are left here are the ones that are going to embrace the light and love and perfect harmony. That's the new Earth. Mother Earth is there already. She's still suffering from the abuses she takes from evil governments every day. You know, our poor Mother Earth, she's a living entity. She's being subjected to chemtrails. She's being subjected to pollution and all other weather manipulation and all other kinds of bad things being done to her by the no-good so-and-sos that came here from other worlds and control a majority of the powerful people in this world. All right, so our poor Mother Earth is suffering, but she won't be when the final split happens. It'll be those who are taken away, and that's exactly how it's going to be. Two in the will be working in the field, and one will be taken. And the ones that are taken will be transported. This technology does exist, transporter technology, just like Star Trek, to some other place where there's a primitive world evolving, you know. But those of us that stay here, those of us that Our hearts and souls are dedicated to love. There's love in our hearts. We will inherit a new reality. There will be a what's called a recrystallization, a quantum recrystallization of all matter on this planet. It's happening slowly right now. Once the event happens, it'll be a whoosh of energy and change, and the amazing things will happen that you only saw in science fiction movies, but it's going to happen for real here on planet Earth. Tell your friends about it. Start educating yourself. There's a lot of information out on Twitter, so I can tell you because I'm on Twitter. But there's other sources, plenty of YouTubes out there talking about the future. And there's a few wrong information things out there, too. You always have to watch out for them. You know. But if you look long enough, you'll see that there's a certain group, certain number of people, they're all telling the same story. Yeah, we're living in a multidimensional universe, many dimensions simultaneously existing together. And we're going to transverse from our familiar physical reality here into a higher physical reality known as the fifth dimension. We're in the third dimension now. And it's going to happen at the event. It's going to lock itself in place. It's almost, 90% there already. We just, most of us don't realize it. And most of us won't maybe get clicked into it until
we're in color.
Is there a caller I hear? I don't know. This is a call-in radio show.
Hello, is this Tom Edison?
Somebody called Tom Edison, huh? Geez.
Is this the man that plays that fantastic music I hear once in a while on PBS Radio TV?
Oh, you're talking about my show. This is Tom Edison speaking. Who's this speaking?
This is the unknown comic. You remember me on the Gong Show? I did the Gong Show thing for a while, but then there was another show called Make Me Laugh.
Hey, listen, Make Me Laugh. Do you have any jokes, comic?
Yes, I believe humanity should start thinking about how to make everybody's names non-gender.
Wait a second. That sounds too politically correct. You know,
right,
I'm
but
against
you know that's
correctness.
You know we've gone for everything else. We've gone for the statues, right? So now it's time to do this with our names. Like for example.
Oh, you're saying this humorously.
Right, right. Like I'm going to give you a name, Sam, and we're going to make it non-binary. So we're going to call it Samanda.
Wait a second.
Samanda. Is that a girl's name or a,
yeah,
is that a guy's
girly
name? I don't know. But you see what we've done to this name? We've made it correct for our society at this time.
Well,
so
you know,
if you have
you
a girl
what?
Or a boy,
what if you don't want
you'd
that
name,
politically
instead of Sam,
correct,
you'd name them Samanda.
What if every name could be for either a guy or a girl? Like take a name like Bobby.
No, it's important psychologically. Psychologically.
Hey, wait a second. Take a name like Bobby. Couldn't Bobby be a boy or a girl? I mean, really, think about it, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's right down to the way we name ourselves is racist.
So everybody should be called Bobby then, huh?
Bobby is very a good name. Now, that's not man, not female. There's no real connotation. It doesn't swing both ways. That's a good one, Bobby. Yes.
Oh, no, it does swing both ways.
That's a really good one, man. You're smart. You pick on fast. Now, come on to the rest of the world. Let's see if anybody will call in and tell us how we can take a male name and neutralize it, neuter it. Right? Let's neuter some names. Come on. I want to hear this. Anybody out there who can neuter a name with us?
Can we thought about it. Just, oh, here's another one. What about Ronnie? Here we go. Ronnie could be either a guy, a girl, or a half thing, or whatever.
Right? Right, but no, we've got to change the name. If it's Bonnie, now existing names, right, that need to be changed. Bonnie is just a good name. You've hit it right on the target, right?
No, not Bonnie, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
With an R.
That's a good one. Bonnie, Ronnie, isn't it Bonnie? Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie was female, so yeah, that didn't work. But Ronnie works.
You know?
Ronnie works.
Yeah, Ronnie works. And there's a few others, too, you know. I can't think of them offhand because I don't give a crap.
So, okay, let's just throw out the most common male name, Joe. Let's take that. Let's neutralize that. Let's neuter that name. We got to neuter that name. Go.
wait a second. How about Jolene?
No, that's good though. That's good. You could imagine Jolene. That'd be tough for a guy. Josephine. Joe, yeah, no, we're getting close. That one will take a little bit of work. I threw out the hardest one first.
What can we do with the word John, though? Johnny's still a guy.
Janana. Janana. Come on, Janana. That could be a guy, could be a girl. What I'm saying is we've got to do this to our language right down to what we name ourselves, or what's the point?
Hey, wait, don't talk too loud because our political correct government might try
what's
to
What's the point,
it.
My friend? What's the point?
I hate political correctness. Political
you know, I love you, man, but this caller's got to drop.
Okay, back to the show. And back to the show, because basically this is almost the end of the show, and I'll have to go. What can I tell you? I'm a poet, and I know it. In fact, you know, this is a call-in radio show, and if ever you have a joke, a good joke, call in and tell us, you know, because I appreciate jokes. Hey, listen, I was a professional class clown. I know about it. And all I got to say is, hey, listen, I got 24 videos out there on YouTube. They're out there to be educational and entertaining. Some of them are educational. Some of them are entertaining. It's all original music, you know, and check it out. The probably the most entertaining one I got out there now is Subway Fantasy 2. Yeah, and you got to spell fantasy the way I spell it: phantesy, and then put the number 2 after that. You know, that's it. Subway Fantasy 2. And it'll take you on a roller coaster ride of entertainment. Some of the best guitar playing you ever heard in your life. And talk about guitar playing as we're coming to the end of the show. For those of you who've never listened before, hey, I end the show every week the same. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo, the tasteful lead guitar solo of Are You the Partying Kind? That's right, that's another one of my songs. It's probably the easiest one to get on the internet. You can just go in the Google bar and type in, Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe, and kind. Are You the Partying Kind? And the video will come up. Millions of videos out there, but if you Google in that particular name of that particular song that I wrote, I sing, I perform in, and I also did the music video for it, Are You the Partying Kind? Hey, it's there. And I feel good about that, that I can just key in the words, or anybody else, you can key in the words, and it'll take you right to the music video. And you'll see what it is to be the party in kind. and you might think, damn, whatever happened to that lifestyle? it's on lockdown right now. So anyhow, that's it. You're only going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, followed by my anthem, I call it. Another original song. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. You know, it's my declaration of independence. I gotta be somebody. Well, I got news for everybody. I am somebody already. But perhaps I had to write the song to become somebody. Anyhow, it's an interesting video. You'll hear the horse galloping away at the end of it. And if you watch the video, you'll see the horse galloping away at the end of it. You'll just have to imagine it at the end of the show right now. Okay, it's coming your way right now. Hey, and all I got to say is, like, hey, 24 music videos out there. My name is Tom Edison. My music videos are on YouTube. I got one of the biggest collections of anybody out there. You will like them if you go watch them. And some of them are mind-enlightening, philosophical. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. Hey, everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week to hear the truth. The stuff you'll never hear on mainstream media or most talk shows. You'll hear it here. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.